Visit us online at www.thehype873.com.
That's right. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic, and we are live right here in ATL on the Hype 87.3. Listen, as always, we got a special guest checking in tonight. We got Naeem Rain checking in, man. He's doing big things, celebrity producer, artist. Man, introduce yourself.
Yo, 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 what's up, man? It's your boy, Naeem Rain, tapping in with Tampa Mystic on Hype 87.3. Hope I said it right.
That's what I'm talking about. That's
what's
a great
up, what's
intro.
What's up with everybody, man? Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
How you doing?
Man, listen, I'm doing good. It's a pleasure to have you on the line tonight. I hope you're doing well, having a beautiful day.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Man, absolutely. My pleasure. Where are you checking in from?
Nah, I'm in South Jersey right now. I'm checking in from South Jersey.
Okay. Okay. Most definitely.
If anybody's familiar with the South Jersey area, Cherry Hill, like that area, like Marlton, Willowboro, Morristown, that area.
Okay. Definitely. Where are you from originally? Where were you brought up at?
So I was born in Dominica. It's a Caribbean island in the West Indies, like, you know, like Barbados, St. Martin. When I was 9 years old, I came up to New York, lived there for about a year or two, you know. I was in St. Thomas with my grandmom, too. So I moved around a lot. Maryland, Jersey. So I'm all over.
Yeah. That's dope, though. What good did you get from that? Because I think it's dope that you moved around. You got to experience, you know, a few different cultures and, you know, the way how people.
Yeah.
What type of good things did you get from that?
So good things I got from it. I got to experience a lot of different cultures, a lot of different ethnicities, a lot of different people, you know, like. You see a lot in different places. Like everywhere you go is different. It's the same, but it's different because everywhere you go got good and bad. They got the hood, you know, they got the suburbs.
Yeah.
But all in all, like the food, the people, the culture, the upbringing, the way they carry themselves is all different. So I feel like I took a little bit of every place that I went and took the good out of it. You know, the things that I could use for myself.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you get a newfound respect for
but
different cultures.
But there's also cons. So any parents out there that's trying to raise kids or whatever. Try to ground your kids. It's not ground them as far as like trouble. Like ground your kids. Like give them a space where they know where they're growing up. They know everybody on the block. Like the neighbor can take care of them because it takes a community, a tribe, you know, to raise children and stuff like that. When you bounce them left and right, it could mess up their whole mentality and the way they look at life, you know.
Right, absolutely, because it can be traumatizing for a young child to have to go and make new friends all over, brand new school, get acclimated.
Every year, if you move them around, it's crazy. Like it's a lot.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And how long did you spend in New York?
Like 2 to 3 years in New York.
What part?
And after that, I moved to, so I lived in Kew Gardens.
Okay.
At first, which is in Queens, and then I moved to Jamaica, Queens before I left.
Oh, my business partner, we was just talking about Shaw Cypher. He was born and raised in Brooklyn, but he's down in Florida now.
Okay, cool. I go to Brooklyn all the time. I was just in Brooklyn with Power 105 for an event a few days ago.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly what day. I think it was the 16th, maybe last week.
That is dope. That is dope.
Yeah, so I did an event with them. They do the Brooklyn Unity Fest out there, stuff like that.
I'm
tapped in with all the top Brooklyn artists, like Fresher, Cash Cobain's not really from Brooklyn, but he do a lot of work in Brooklyn. You know, they're all around.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's like a nice little mix. It's a nice little mixing pot of artists that I associate myself with.
Mm, that is dope. You know, it's ironic. I'm from Florida, but I got my radio start out of New York. I work with DJ Clue for 3 years on Desert Storm Radio. So
DJ Clue. Okay.
Yeah, so that's kind of how I got my notoriety in the radio world, you know, going back.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How's the difference? Like, how you feel, like, coming from New York to Florida to Atlanta?
You know, I actually never lived in New York. I just worked, you know, out of New York remotely when I was in Florida. But I have a lot of respect because, to be honest, you know, I've been in 3 years working with DJ Clue's Desert Storm Radio, really allowed me to meet a lot of people. I met so many people that I still have great connections with.
That's lit.
Yeah, man, it was beautiful. So, and then I moved to Atlanta and I got offered a position out here on one of the FM stations. So I'm on FM out here 5 nights a week as well. So yeah, it's been beautiful, man.
Super dope, man.
Yeah, super dope. Sounds like we both got some dope journeys.
Yeah, so artists, man, you tap in. Listen, the three places that we mentioned, those are all three good places to start a career, to network and to build a brand. So
that's facts.
If you're around any one of those areas, tap in with the people, man, because New York got a lot of people that you need to meet. Florida, I'm pretty sure it's just, Florida's all entertainment, and Atlanta is basically the same thing, just a different vibe.
Definitely.
Atlanta,
absolutely.
Man, yeah.
survive.
Did you go to the bonfire in Atlanta?
Oh yeah, for sure. We did an event out there.
Yeah, the bond. Yeah.
Are you familiar with hip hop since 1987 out of Philly?
Yeah.
So that's my people. He lives, the dude who runs it, who owns it, he lives out here in Atlanta now, and he does events at Bonfire.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and I've hosted some of his events over there. We built a good relationship, so yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. They wrote a few articles up on me.
Okay, dope.
That's cool, man. That's cool.
So let's talk about how you got into producing first, because you're a celebrity producer. You know, take us back. When did that come into play for you?
So becoming a producer is like a fairly new thing. Like I started producing maybe, I'd say three years ago.
Okay.
Maybe four, but I'm thinking three. Yeah, so it's fairly new for me. Like I was always the artist, you know, going on YouTube, looking at beats, buying beats from, what's it called, Beat Stars and stuff like that, you know, buying leases and stuff like that. Then I realized that it wasn't serving me no purpose. I was putting a lot of money into buying beats from different kinds of people, not keeping up with who I bought the beat from. If the lease ran out, they'll hit you up. You know, it's so much complications behind the buying leases and stuff like that. So artists, if you're going to buy a lease, why just buy an unlimited lease for a lifetime? Like, there's people out there that sell lifetime leases. Unlimited, it just costs a little bit more. So if you want to buy beats, do that. But I'd rather just figure out how to make my beats, and I figured it out.
Definitely. So it started
out
really...
I'm a person that jumps right in.
Yeah, exactly. You have to take the initiative.
Yeah, you got to.
Absolutely. So it sounds like you started out for yourself, you know, for those reasons.
Yeah, I started.
And totally makes sense.
Started producing all my beats for myself, you know, after I realized that I was uploading to DSPs and stuff like that. And then the song would come down after the lease was up. You know, like the producers that you lease these beats from, they stay on top of their game. They have like websites and stuff to let them know how many streams you get. And if you reach a certain amount of streams, then you got to buy another lease from them. And if you don't, they take it down or whatever. You know, so to avoid all that confrontation, I just started making my own beats. I opened up my Logic, just started playing with the keyboard, and I figured it out. Figuring it out for myself, you know, it's always people when you're outside, you connect with different people. So I started like shopping my beats around different artists, landed a few good placements. I don't know if y'all know Crit Mac from L.A.
Yes, definitely.
So I landed a placement with him and a feature, so we got that done. Gilly, you know, I started being in a studio with Gilly when I started my career. When I started with Gilly and them, I wasn't really the artist. I was more so the background guy, you know?
Yeah.
After I realized what it took to be an artist, like I shadowed them for about 2 years, maybe 3 years. Then I realized I could do it for myself, you know, coming up around Freeway, HD Epop Tracks, which is Leon Huff Jr., which is Leon Huff's son. I don't know if anybody knows Leon Huff, but Leon Huff made songs for Michael Jackson, the OJs, Delphonics, all the old songs you hear, like back in the day, he probably touched all of them, you know? So his son, I got in the studio with his son, started working with them, met a few people. I met State Property. I don't know if y'all remember State Property.
Neve Buck is my
movement.
Neve Buck is my personal homie.
Yeah, so they all know who I am. I met Chris, you know, Beanie, Freeway, all of them, you know, that's the group. I was the youngin' in the group. So those are the old heads. In Philly, they call them old heads.
Yeah.
So those are the ones, you know, before us, you know, so we came up watching them on TV, you know, Paper Soldiers and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
But yeah.
That is dope, man. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Me and Neve go back, gosh, probably a decade. I, you know, when he was rolling out his Forever Do Me series on the album, I helped him roll out about five of them, you know, doing the articles and the publishing and stuff, you know, like getting them published on the blogs and stuff like that. So I've known Neef and Gilly. Me and Gilly go back too. So it looks like we got a lot of the same connections.
Yeah. shout out to Gilly, man.
Such a dope
Gilly
person.
Gilly's going to stand with $1 million worth of game, man. People can learn a lot from them because their story, I didn't see the full thing, but from what I've seen with my own two eyes since I've been around, I think I met Gilly in 2016 or 17 for the first time. And ever since, he's just been a cool guy, man. Every time we meet, it's all love. It's all love every time.
So genuine. Yeah. Definitely. That's good. You are definitely surrounded by the right people.
Yeah. It teaches you how to be your own thing. It teaches you how to be your own man and to get things done without having to use outside sources.
Facts. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm big on that.
You gotta figure it out, you know?
Nah, that's facts.
I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing in Atlanta. I checked out your page. I checked out your website. And it's pretty much the same thing, you know? Just keep going. Don't lose sight of what you got going on. You know where you're trying to be. and just get to it, you know.
Man, yeah. I appreciate that. That's facts.
It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
That's right. I'm big on manifestation. Do you believe in manifestation?
For sure. I want to say yeah and no, but for sure I do.
Yeah.
I believe if you know it's for you and you really focus on that thing, it's gonna happen.
Absolutely, and putting the work in.
You got to put the work in, though.
Yeah.
That's the part. That's the part. You got to put the work in, though, because you can't just sit back and say, God, please let me have this. And then you find yourself doing something else, and you're not even thinking about what you just asked God for. You know, it says you got to put it in with works, you know?
Now, that's
you got to manifest with works.
And you are a walking testimony of that, because look at all the people you've connected with and worked with. You've got a lot of great features.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
Not easy. I dropped. Right, so I went to Brooklyn last week. 2 hours every time. I go there and 2 hours back. And I got to pay tolls. I got to pay gas. Got to get the hotel if I'm staying more than like 2 days or whatever. So you got to put the work in. You got to travel. You got to spend money to make money. So anybody listening, don't think it's going to just happen for you because you uploaded a song on your DSPs or whatever. Bruh, I'm telling you right now, it's not going to happen if that's the way you're looking at it. You got to go out there. You got to show faith. You got to invest in yourself. You got to pay for marketing. You got to pay for promo. You got to pay for the things that you need to do. Like when you pay for a performance, don't look at it as, oh, they just taking my money and performing that about it. They're giving you a venue and a crowd.
That's
don't
right.
Don't try to perform at all the venues where the celebrities at, bruh, because they're not here to see you. Find your base. Find your fan base and lock in. You know what I mean?
It's
a fan base of everybody. Everybody got their own thing. You got to spend that bread. You got to spend a little bit of money.
Right, right. And it be, you know, honestly, the people who complain about having to pay are the ones who bring the least amount of people. It's like, bro, you need to be there the most.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, for real, though. Like, you got to be spending, man. Spend a little something. Put a budget to the side. I don't know. If you make $500 a week, at least put $150 to the side for your career.
That's
every,
right.
Every week. Yes. At least. At the least. Because it's going to take a lot more than that. But at the least. You know what I mean? That's how you know that you're focused on doing the right thing.
Right. Great advice. You're absolutely right. Because a lot of artists feel like they, like you said, they can just release a song and they're going to blow up. It don't work like that.
Everybody put their email for bookings in there. They got 1,000 followers. They got no fans. Nobody checking their music. They got probably one monthly listener on Spotify. They don't perform. They're not at no venues. They're not tapping in with nobody and they expect to get booked. It's not going to happen.
No.
I would just take that down and put something else up. I'm serious.
Nah.
It's not that I'm trying to like discourage anybody, but you gotta spend some bread on yourself.
Yeah.
All these look at this, right? Walmart spends millions of dollars every year just by putting their billboards and their commercials up.
Absolutely.
Why do you think you go to Walmart all the time? Because you always see Walmart.
Man.
They make it their business to be seen. If you're a brand, you gotta make it your business for people to see you. Whether you paying for TV ads, radio ads, whether you pay whoever makes billboards and stuff like that to put up your billboard, you got to be seen. If we don't see you, we don't know you.
That's right.
That's right. You got to be seen.
I interviewed an artist yesterday, and he's fairly new in the business, and I used a similar analogy. I said about McDonald's, because I see McDonald's commercials. I said, we all know they're
every
there.
Every day.
But they still are paying probably millions of dollars for advertisements.
Millions.
Yeah. So same thing, man.
It's all about being seen. Whatever you see the most is what you're going to go out there for. Because people's minds are so short, man. If you don't see it like today, if your mind not really trained to like remember things and stuff like that, it's whatever you see is what you're going to go for.
That's right. Absolutely.
You might wake up today, like, I don't know what to eat. You might see a commercial for Papa John's. Like, Papa John's right now got a $3.99 medium cheese pizza.
Right.
Today only, no limit. So, like, it's what you see. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you see is what you're going to go for.
Nah, that's facts. Absolutely. They going to get their money back off of paying for that advertisement. Definitely.
They paying for it, man. I'm telling you. Yeah. You got to spend a little bit.
So, let's talk about one of the accolades you have. You're the first artist to send your name to the moon with NASA. Bro, talk to us about that.
Yeah. So I'm really into the space stuff. So I keep up with all the space stuff, and they send me a bunch of emails. I'm tapped in with their program. I forgot the name of it. I was just on it. But it's a program that they have where you just got to take, like, photos of the sky and photos of the ground and videos for them and send it in to them. It's like a NASA scientist. It's a scientist program, like a citizen scientist. So they send me all the info. I go to the meetings, and there was an opportunity for people to sign their names up to get a pass to send it into the dark side of the moon on the next Artemis mission. So I was one of those artists people that signed up for that. And my name is going to be on the moon coming the next mission.
That is amazing. I love
that. Yeah, so they're going to engrave it into an AI chip and put it on top of the Artemis machine that's going to be, it's like a rover. You know, remember the rover?
Yes.
So they're going to make a whole new rover and put it on the dark side of the moon specifically just for that mission.
Man.
And they're sending whoever signed up names to the moon. And yeah. It's just part of history. I felt like it would be a part of history because look back from 10 to 20 years from now, maybe 15, it's going to be on the news and you're going to see all the names of the people that actually went there first.
Man.
That's how history happens. When the president becomes a president, nobody thinks that it's history until it's like 10, 20 years from now.
That's right.
Trump is going to be a part of history. Biden's going to be a part of history. Obama, we already know he's a part of history.
Yes.
So that's how you got to look at it. Because you're in the moment, you don't see it as history. But think like 10 years ahead, it's going to be on the news, it says.
Definitely.
Ayn Rand was one of the people that sent his name to the moon. And hopefully I'm at a great space in my career at that point too, where it's like, it's going to be even more impactful.
Definitely. And if you're moving to Florida, you can actually go visit because you can go watch space shuttles launching.
And the best part about it, that's where they're launching from.
Right. I've been there to watch the space shuttle launch just once, but it was such a dope experience to be able to actually see it in person and not watch it on TV.
It seemed like you know a little bit of something.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, I grew up, you know, it's so ironic as we're talking, my dad just texted me something about the orange moon. So I'm gonna have to read through it and see what it says. I don't know if it's something, it must be something that's coming up because it was a news clip he sent me. So, yeah, I'm a nature junkie. I love being outside. I feel like God gave us a whole lot of gifts, you know, so we got to get out there and enjoy them. It sounds like we on the same page.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
So you know about James Webb and all that stuff, right?
Absolutely.
I'm all that stuff, and I'm into all of that, man.
Man, yeah,
that's my favorite thing to do. Like, if I wasn't an artist, I would be in that field.
Man.
The only reason I'm not an astronaut is because I didn't go to college. And when you go to college, you gotta go to the STEM field. And you got to think, I think you got to have either your master's or your bachelor's. Those are the requirements.
Yes.
But I know some people can get to space when they start doing, you know, the little launch-ins for citizens.
Right.
You just got to pay a fee.
Mm. So is that something
that time is coming soon.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Is that something you'd be interested in pursuing at some point in time?
Absolutely. As soon as it's available, I'm in there.
That is fire. I love it. I love you. Got big vision of what you want to do.
For sure.
So tell us.
You got to want more for yourself.
Yeah, no.
You always got to want more for yourself.
Absolutely. You have to be able to inspire yourself because otherwise you're going to become stagnant and you're just going to sit in one place and grow old and have accomplished nothing.
I tell people, being old is not about your age. You could be old at 15. You could be old at 20. It's all your mindset.
That's right.
When you give up on life, that's when you become old.
Mm.
That's when it's over.
It's never
over until it's over. Until you stop doing what you're doing.
As long as
you're doing what you got to do or you're doing something, it's not over yet.
That's right. There's no age limit on anything. There's people out here who start a new career path at 60, and that's beautiful, you know?
Yeah. Being old is a mindset.
Look at
the dude from Atlanta that just won a Grammy. Was it a Grammy? I forgot his name. I don't know why I keep
Killer Mike.
Killer Mike. He's 40-something years old, and you won a Grammy. You're never too old.
Never.
So never give up.
Absolutely. I agree. Tell us about some of the artists that you've worked with musically that you have. I know you have a new record called Ice Age featuring Gucci Mane on it.
Shout out to Gucci Mane, man. Being in the studios, being around, knowing the right people, the producers and stuff like that he works with, work with them. Just being around. That's why I tell you, if you're not around, you're going to miss 100% of the opportunities. If you're around, you have a chance.
Man.
So be around, be ready. It's always going to be a time for everyone that wants something is going to be your, there's a time for you. That time is coming. So never give up. Be around. Put yourself in these rooms. If you know Gucci Mane is going to be in Atlanta for a weekend or whatever, put yourself in Atlanta.
That's right.
Not to say you're going to run into Gucci Mane or whatever, but put yourself in Atlanta. Make yourself seen. Do something. Be around because being around, your chances go up.
100%. Like you said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah. So that purely happened just by being around. People know me. My name is good, you know. I got the opportunity. I got the chance.
Absolutely. What was it like being able to create a record with a legend? You know, he's a living legend. Gucci Mane is just...
And you in Atlanta. I've been working with... So, if that was my first, my first celebrity feature or my first interaction with a celebrity, I would have probably, looked at it a lot more. But I feel like I'm already around a lot of people. So I feel like I didn't feel the full impact of it.
Yes.
But it's still there. You know, I still respect it. I love it. And I appreciate it for sure because it didn't have to happen. Gucci Man don't need me. I probably need Gucci Man more than he needs me right now. You know?
Right, right.
Because he's at a point in his career where he done put 20 years in.
Facts.
I'm fresh to the game. So, yeah, that's how I looked at it. I felt like I didn't feel it the way I was supposed to feel it. That's what I feel.
Yeah. And
I'm around Gilly. I'm around, you know, they got $1 million worth of games. Like, they're all millionaires. Their name is all over. You know, it's like, so, like, I feel like I came from that already. Like, I'm in that. So, it's like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
No, absolutely. Let me ask you this. Because you do have features with, you know, a lot of these celebrity artists, how do you feel it helps an artist like yourself who is, you know, on the rise out here?
Man, it helps a lot because if you do it the right way, getting a feature from a celebrity, now your name is under their Apple Music.
Yes.
Your name is under their Spotify.
Yes.
Your name is under their YouTube. So if you go looking at their page, you're scrolling, you want to see what's new from Gucci Man. All that stuff pops up, and then people see you. They click on a new song that Gucci Man is on, a feature on, or somebody featured with Gucci Man on. Now they get to hear you. Then that's a whole new fan base that never knew you, or probably would never know you if you didn't do that.
I agree.
So it helps a lot. So it opens you up to a whole nother world that you probably never knew that you can reach.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, so I feel like it's good to do features, not with just celebrities, but with anybody that has a fan base.
Yes.
Because it's going to open up their fan base to you. And they might like what you got going on, so they might become fans of you.
That's facts. Absolutely. You got it. Sounds like you really have a good grasp on how this music business works.
Yeah, and always set the bar for yourself. Don't just go out and give features to anybody because you don't want to be the guy that's, his features are everywhere. You don't want to be the feature hoe. You feel me?
It waters you down.
It waters you down. So know who you're doing a feature with. Make sure y'all on the same page, y'all lock in, y'all do what y'all got to do. Make it work. Make it look good because you don't want to do a feature with, not to say the up-and-coming artist, but like you don't want to do a feature with Bobby down the street that ain't been doing nothing. Every time he drop a song, he's sitting in the house for 2-3 months thinking it's going to do something. He posts one picture on Instagram, and then nobody hears the track. You don't want to do a feature with him. Not to say that he doesn't deserve it, but it's not beneficial. It's not going to make any moves. It's not doing anything for you. Just wasted a feature.
Has to make sense. Every move you make has to make sense.
It has to make sense. Yep.
Right, because there are artists like that. They'll upload it, like, not even to the digital platforms. They still stuck on SoundCloud and stuff, thinking that they're going to blow up. And it's like, that don't make no sense for an artist like you who has so many accolades.
Facts. I use SoundCloud still. Reason being, I just started using SoundCloud again. I started using SoundCloud again when I found out that they were paying artists. So there's a thing on SoundCloud, SoundCloud Go or SoundCloud something you got to sign up for. Once you sign up for that, you got to have a minimum of 500 like regular streams, like real streams. You got to take the ISRC, however you say that, the code from your distributor, plug it in with them and hit the monetize button after you hit your 5,000 streams or whatever, and you start getting paid for that track.
Definitely. Yeah, you need to put your music everywhere.
Because you never know who likes what.
That's right. 100%. Have you tapped in with Even? It's called Even, and the website is even.biz?
No, I didn't.
When you get a chance, check them out. They're a platform that like La Russell and a lot of people are involved with. You can actually...
La Russell he's gone, yep.
You can sell your music on there. And for
matter of fact, I think I did. I'm just waiting for them to get back to me because it's a membership base.
Yeah,
so you can't just sign up and start putting your music on there. You have to send them your information,
right,
and then they have to reach back out to you.
Right.
So I'm just waiting for them to reach back out to me. I think I got like another 2 weeks before
they
let me know yay or nay.
Yeah, because
I saw that because of Ryan Leslie.
A lot of artists are making money, a lot more money off there, because not only do they pay out more per stream, but people can actually, like, if you set your song to sell for $3, I could come along and say, man, I want to pay him more than that. I want to pay him 10. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's so dope about that website.
In fact, an artist, radio is better than Spotify. Don't give up on Spotify, but that radio play, 100 plays on the radio can get you between $5 to $8.
Man.
100 plays on Spotify get you 10 cents, if that.
Yes.
So just think about it and do what you know is best for you.
That's right. And get your business together, artists. Get that sound exchange and your song
trust. You got to get the sound exchange, song trust, media base, all that.
Publishing.
BMI, ASCAP.
Right, right. There's so much to do.
You got
to
have it.
Let me ask you this. Being that there is so much work to do, what is keeping you motivated? Is it because music is such a passion for you?
Man, entertainment is a passion. I have my own entertainment company called Rain World Events. We throw shows. We help artists figure out what they want to do with their career. We connect like up-and-coming artists with celebrities for features, interviews. We do a lot. We do music videos, et cetera, you know?
Now, that is dope. How long has that business been open and running?
This is new. This is new. So this is like a thing that we started earlier. Well, late last year, early this year.
Congratulations. That's a big move right there.
Yeah, this is new. This is new, yeah.
So for artists...
So artists, as an artist, I know exactly what you're about to ask me. As an artist with an entertainment company, how does that work, right? I always put the entertainment first. I always put the business first. And then being an artist is just a separate thing for me. So I know how to separate it. Because being an artist, you got to be the artist. You can't be the business. You have to be the businessman and the artist at the same time. But people got to love you for being an artist, you know?
Yes.
Nobody wants their artist being super businessy, because I realized that. Like, you don't want to be the artist that walks around teaching everybody and telling people what they're doing wrong and what they're doing right. They want to love you for you. They want to see you for you.
Yes.
They want to see the artist, because it's artistry. It's still like you're creating art, you know?
No,
you got to give them that art piece. They got to feel you. They love how you move. They got to love how you talk. They got to love the vision that they see with the music, too.
100%.
So it takes a lot, and I'm learning that. I'm learning that as well, and I don't want to say I learned it recently, but I would say I learned it recently to separate the two. Like, when I'm being an artist, be the artist. When you're being a businessman, be the businessman.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for other artists that are out there who are interested in working with Rain World Events, how do they get involved?
Easy. Go to Instagram, Rain World Events. RainWorldEvents. We're on Eventbrite too, so there's tons of links up where you can sign up for shows. We have different options for you. So we make it super easy. So you don't have to send Cash App, because I know it's like Cash App, you got to trust the person or whatever. We accept PayPal, but I'd rather Eventbrite, because if you decide that you're not going to make it to the event, or if you're not going to make it for that service, or this doesn't fit you anymore, you could always just ask for a refund. It comes right back within like 5 business days.
I love that you're.
So we don't even touch the money that they send in until the business is done.
Right, that is dope. I love that you, even though you are an artist out here making moves, you're helping other artists put them in a position to win.
Yeah, gotcha. Because I know how it is, man. Everything that you see, everywhere that I've been, everything that I got going on is purely all me, 100%. Just nobody gave me the alley-oop. Nobody gave me the cheat code. Nobody gave me that look. Nobody gave me anything. It was just purely me just putting myself in places and learning by being in the background until it was time for me to be in the front. And now it's just time for me to be in the front.
Man.
And me being in the front, I just want to treat the artist that's behind, not to say that they're any better or I'm better than them or they're worse than me or anything, but I want to give them that opportunity or that look that they probably won't get from somebody else.
Right.
Because I know how it is out there.
Absolutely. I seen on your page my homie PBE Pluto on one of your posts.
Oh, you know PBE?
Yeah, that's my dog, man.
That's my boy right there. That's my boy right there from Alabama.
Yeah.
That's my boy right there. Ask me why we ain't get the feature yet, right? He's too busy and I'm too busy. But the feature coming soon. The feature coming soon. Don't worry about it.
That's going to be...
He going to be at Day Summit with us. He's on tour right now with It's Gorgeous Music.
That's my family too. You know, Kane. You got to know
Kane.
I'm
going to be with him tomorrow.
So you know Kane as well? BWA Kane?
No, I don't. Oh, BWA Kane. Yeah. They performed at the QC tour. I was on tour with them.
Yes. Yes.
They got like three or four artists, right?
Yes. That's crazy. We know a lot of the same people.
I saw them with the change. Yeah. I'm going to be at Day Summit. So the Day Summit is in New York tomorrow. It's been all week already, but I'm going to be there tomorrow on Saturday.
Man, congratulations, bro. You out here making it happen.
Yeah. You got to make moves, man. You got to travel. Like, coming from South Jersey to New York, that's 2 hours, maybe 2.5. And that's each way, and I got to drive back after I'm done.
Man, that's a lot of time on the road.
Yeah, for sure. Then I'm flying to Vegas. You know, got a whole thing going on out there. Then June, I'm going to be doing the BET Awards weekend.
Mm.
So, yeah. You got to travel. You got to push yourself.
Absolutely. Are you going to perform at any events while you're out there? I know a lot of people be throwing events. Yeah, for sure.
So I'm performing at an event. I met a person out there that's throwing an event. It's they said it's the biggest independent awards show they got going on.
Yeah.
In LA around the same time as them, so I'm checking that out. They say they got the red carpet. They got Fox TV involved. They got interviews going on, like red carpet interviews and stuff like that. So I'm going to check it out. It seemed pretty good. It seemed legit. But I still got more research to do before I say yay or nay for sure. But it seemed pretty dope.
That is dope. And that's you doing the right thing. You know, you have to research. Yeah, that's when it's happening
with different people. Yeah. Until it's time for me to actually go to the BET Awards. You know, right. So
there we go. Manifesting.
Next year for sure. That's my goal. Next year for sure.
I love it.
It might be this year because we don't know what's going to happen. It's still like 2 or 3 months.
That's right. Absolutely.
The ticket's only $1,000. So I could buy a ticket and sit up in the nosebleeds or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to be actually walking the red carpet at the BET Awards. You feel me? But the push comes to shove, I feel like it. I just go $1,000.
Listen, absolutely, because the experience is going to be priceless.
Exactly. That's true. The people you meet, you never know who you might run into. And you get the experience in person, other than just sitting behind the TV and watching it.
100%. Man, being there in person, you know, any type of those are big events. It's always better to be able to experience it in person when you can, because you get, and the amount of people that you may meet, network, all that is priceless.
Yeah, so for $1,000 ticket, I might just say, you know, I might just take that. I'm out there anyway, so.
Yeah, it's a business expense. Yeah. You're a business owner, so it's a business expense.
Yeah, it's a write-off.
It's a write-off.
At the end of the year, we write that off, just like the chains and the watches and cars and all that stuff. We write it off at the end of the year.
Man, everything.
Right. Yep.
Our cell phones, our electricity, all that.
So for artists, if you're an artist, get you an LLC.
Yes.
Get yourself the LLC in your name or whatever your company, your brand is, LLC it, because anytime you hit the road, to go to a performance and back, but the money you spend on performing. Oh, matter of fact, what I want artists to know, because I just figured this out earlier this year. Anytime you perform at any venue, go to your BMI, your ASCAP, and register your performance. They'll pay you royalties for performing.
Absolutely.
You just got to let them know what time you're hitting the stage, what the venue is, what the state is, what time, and then they'll look into it, see if it's one of their registered venues or whatever. Maybe they might register that venue at a later date. And you get paid.
That's right. There's so many ways as an artist to make money, and you're giving out them gems because a lot of them have no clue that stuff exists.
Yeah. I just figured it out earlier this year, so I know how it is. So I don't want people to waste more time trying to figure out what's what. There you go. You got it right now. You can register anytime you perform at an open mic, an event, a radio station, a birthday party, or whatever. You just type in that event, the place, the venue, the time, or whatever. And they'll look into it and they'll pay you for it.
Man.
So they pay you by quarterly. Every 3 months, you should be getting paid from your BMI ASCAP.
Absolutely.
Whether it be check or deposit.
Yep. Absolutely. Tell us about this record that we have in rotation over here. It's called Space Wars. And it goes right space along Wars, with what man. You love.
Space Wars. So if y'all didn't know, we have the space military out there. My mind is always thinking of the future and what could happen, what already happened. And what don't we know, or what do we know that we don't give any light to, you know?
Yes.
The technology, AI, been around since 1950. So ask yourself that. If AI been around since 1950, and there's all this war around the world, AI been a part of war for a long time. And where's AI mostly at? It's in space.
Yes.
All the satellites. All the whatever the space stations, and it's not just one space station they got out there. Yeah, multiple. They don't have one satellite. They have millions. It surrounds the whole planet, and we don't see it because we don't go out there. We don't look into it. A lot of people don't look into the space stuff either because they're scared to, or just the unknown for them. But think about it as the ocean too. How much of the ocean have we seen, or do we know? How deep in the ocean have we been?
Mm.
We find new species every day.
That's right.
So it's a lot going on that's been going on since 1950s. Space wars is just bringing light to people to look more into space. Because the military's out there. They have the Space Force out there. And if there's a military in space, then one day we know it's going to be a war in space. Because we have Russia, we have India, we have China, the America out there. And they all have their military in space. They all have their locations. And you know, one day somebody's going to get upset about somebody landing on that side of the moon, or they went to this planet or whatever. And I'm just seeing all the things that could happen or probably is happening that we are not seeing.
Right.
And I just bring the light to it, you know?
Man, that is facts. So we're going to check out this record because, you know, it is in rotation over here at The Hype.
Before, thank y'all, man. I appreciate that,
man,
too.
Absolutely. And we're going to continue to put this work in. Like I said, you know, I'll send you the information of the other stuff that I do, you know, a little bit later, you know, when I have another interview.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, for sure. Who do you want to give a shout-out to or give thanks to that's been supporting the movement?
Man, shout-out to everybody, man. Shout-out to everybody, bro. Shout-out to Gucci, man. Shout-out to my boy Fresher for always showing love every time I come to New York. Shout-out to my whole family. Shout out to my people. Shout out to anybody that's been supporting me. Anybody that clicked play on one of my songs or one of my YouTube videos. Shout out y'all, man. For sure.
Definitely. And where can people follow the movement? Keep up with you on your social media.
So it's Naeem Rain on everything. That's NAEEMREIGN. Once again, that's NAEEMREIGN or www.naeemrain.com.
There you go. There y'all have it. Make sure you guys follow him, tap in with the movement, support what he's got going on because he's making major moves out here. But we're about to check out this record. Boy, I appreciate you taking some time with me tonight and sharing your story and your journey.
I appreciate you, man.
Man, it's all
love. Shout out to Tappa Mystic.
Hey, we locked in and we locked and loaded.
Locked in already.
Well, listen, bro, let's get into this record. Go ahead and introduce it for us.
Man, right now you're listening to Space Wars by Naeem Rain. Tap in.
Let's go. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic. We live on The Hype 87.3.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
Yeah. I'm on the grind. I'm on the come up. I'm on the grind for the summer. Yeah, I win, I'm a winner. Sitting at the table of winners, huh? Eating my dinner, huh? Yeah. I give me a best star. Rockin' like Missa. You know, man. They don't understand. I give me a best star. I when I miss now. They know I'm the man. They don't understand. I'm on this grind. It's a matter of time.
It's a matter of time.
I know I'ma shine.
They know I'ma shine.
I'm known as mine.
Yeah, I'm known as mine.
I'm doing my thing, I'm never gonna stop. Living my life, I'm never gonna stop. I'ma keep going until I'm on top.
Run down on the
hop, I'm doing my thing. I'ma take it to space. I'm on my spaceship. Yeah. I'ma take it to space. I'm in the space. Yeah. Shout out to James Webb. Shout out to ISS. We're connected like the internet. I'm on the move. I'm going up. Yeah, I will not lose. They know what's up. Yeah, it's us two. They know what's up. It's me and you. It's going up. How did it serve? This is my turn.
This is my turn.
I was born on earth.
I was born on earth.
But I'm out of this world.
I'm out of this world.
I feel like a spaceman. Or an alien.
Born up.
I said it before. Well, I'ma say it again. I'm doing my thing.
I'm doing my thing.
I'm born to shine. I'm doing my thing.
I'm doing my thing.
I know the
smile. Know the smile.
They feeling my vibe.
They feeling my vibe.
Take a look at my.
Take a look at my.
I'm in the sky.
I'm in the sky.
I'm out of space.
I'm out of space.
Hop in a rave, I'ma take it to space. I'm in the sky, man, they know I'm in space. I'm going up, they don't know what it takes. Mask on, never seeing a face. Yeah, I'm going to a whole nother place. I'm going on my spaceship.
Yeah.
I will not say shit into the abyss. I will not miss it. Hater gon' diss it. I will not miss it. No, I'm on guard. My life is a show. Yeah. Man, I'm hitting my moonwalk. Yeah. I hit a moon talk. Yeah.
I'm in a moon.
All right. Once again, that is Space Wars, man. I appreciate you checking in tonight. I'm going to send you that information a little bit later, and I appreciate you. You enjoy the rest of your night.
I appreciate you, too.
Absolutely. Be safe.
Shout out to 87.3.
You dig. Have a great night.
You too.
All right.